Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
Today's story is courtesy of Jules,
who told it in September 2016.
When the theme was moral dilemmas.
Hello, thank you for having me. It was 2001. I was 33 years old. I had a job in Bristol, working for a big insurance company. I was a project manager, had a team of 12, blue sky ideas we had to create into brand new products for the insurance company. And it was the best job in the world because I didn't really have a boss. I could do what I liked and it was amazing. I must mention right at this point, I'm bipolar. And often when I get bored, I make really bad decisions which seem completely sensible and okay at the time. So shortly after this point, 9/11 happened. We saw it on the big screen in the office. And 2 days later, head office called us and closed our department. They could no longer risk any blue sky thinking because they thought the world was going to go into an economic downturn. And so they put me at 50K a year on the telephone answering insurance calls for people who had car accidents. Now, I suddenly got very bored. I got mischievous. Now, I'd watched on TV the night before about this guy who was a male escort. And he would go out, take girls to dinner, occasionally sleep with them, and take home £300 to £500 a night cash. Well, I could do that. This is my new career. Perfect. I found a way out of answering telephone calls. So I signed up with an agency. I set up a little website, and it was back in the days when I had a six-pack, so I had my shorts on, I'm looking buff. It was back in the day when you put a Google search in and you maybe only got 10 or 20, things against a particular search, not 20 or 30 million. Anyway, I started getting emails, I started getting contacts from the agency. One of them looked particularly promising. She was a divorcee. She was a doctor from the local teaching hospital in Bristol. I thought she was the right one. We sent a few emails backwards and forwards. I said, I'll meet you on Friday night in the Slug and Lettuce in Bristol. Because I'm classy. I said, I'll be in the corner reading a book. It's Bristol. I'll be the only one reading a book. And I waited for my first great adventure to begin. I'm sat there, hot, very nervous, but hotly anticipating this new career. And as I sat there, the doors opened to the pub. The whole office walked in, applauding and wolf whistling me. They'd set me up. And everybody knew about it. My team, my management, everybody. Somebody had been randomly Googling my name on Google and found the website. I took a bow. I left very quickly. I mean, well done, you had me. I walked into my swanky office the following morning and the picture of me, buff in my shorts, was poster-sized down both walls. I was wolf-whistled, I had my arse pinched. There were lads I used to go drinking with suddenly said their wives had told them they couldn't go drinking with me anymore. And there were women in the office who'd never spoken to me before were suddenly bringing me coffee. I thought, well, all right, I tried it and I failed. It didn't matter. So I kind of forgot about this because several weeks later I was called into head office and told I was no longer suitable management material. I lost my job. I spent the summer watching the football. I'm not into football. It's just there was nothing else to do. It was gardening leave. Now, several years later, I'm in a posh party in Fulham. I don't know how I got there, but it was a posh party in Fulham. I'm chatting to this lady. She was amazing. Catherine was her name. She was about 40 years old, I guess, very smartly dressed. And we're drinking a lot of wine. And she said, "What do you do for a living?" Now, I was a little bit drunk. I was being mischievous. And I said, "Oh, I'm a gigolo. I'm a male escort." Thinking she'd slap me or say, "Get lost." No. She didn't mention it. She didn't blink. She didn't falter. The conversation carried on. And we ended up at her place. A very swanky pad. Now, she was a divorcee. She's a very swanky pad in Fulham, you know, floor to ceiling curtains, you know, the kind of place. Big windows. And we spent the night and we had some fun. And the following morning, she wakes me up and I'm lying in Egyptian cotton sheets. And she said, "Jules," she said, "I'm on my way to work." She said, "Make yourself some tea and toast. And maybe I'll see you around." Yes. So I got up. I staggered to the kettle. And there, next to the kettle, was a money clip. And it had, I'm guessing, £200-300 in cash in this money clip next to the kettle. Now, this was a minimalist kitchen. There was nothing else on the work surface. Kitchen, kettle, toaster, money clip. That was it. Suddenly, I had this dilemma. What the hell do I do? The moment I take the money, I'm a man whore. The moment I take the money, I'm a professional gigolo. So I took the money. However, I'm halfway home on the bus, as all good professional gigolos do. And the phone goes. She says, "Hello," she says, "Catherine." I said, "Yeah, what's up?" She said, "I've got a bit of a problem." I said, "What's that?" She said, "While you were sleeping, I went out to the cash point to get some money out for my son. And now I can't find it anywhere. Is there by any chance, have you seen it?" I said, "Wait there, I'll be straight back." So I got on another bus and went back. And I knocked the door. I had the money in my hand. And she opened the door and saw the money. And she looked at me and she just couldn't work out why I would have the money. And I just handed it to her and said, "Look, I'm so sorry. All I can say is it was the shortest career of my life."
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to attend a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.